أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واذكروا نعمة الله عليكم وميثاقه الذي واثقكم به إذ قلتم سمعنا وأطعنا واتقوا الله إن الله عليم بذات الصدور. In the previous ayats, from the beginning of the surah, Allah Ta'ala had explained the all the pledges that Allah Ta'ala had taken from man, and man had agreed to complete those pledges and fulfill them. In that was about halal food, etc., woman which one can marry, etc., food that we should not eat, many of the different pledges that are made towards Allah Ta'ala. So now, as a summary, after all that, Allah Ta'ala reminds us again, وَذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ, اور یاد کرو احسان اللہ کا اپنے اوپر, and remember all the favors of Allah Ta'ala upon you. That is, from day morning to night, Allah Ta'ala's favors are innumerable. We can never ever count all the favors, the ihsanat of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, in our private lives, in our public lives, in every aspect. Allah's favors are so great. So Allah Ta'ala calls upon that we remember the favors of Allah, and when remembering the favors of Allah, then fulfill the pledges which you have made with Allah Ta'ala. When Allah has taken a pledge from you and is blessing you and showering you with your ni'mat, with so many halal things, etc., woman that Allah has made a desire in you to have woman and made them halal by means of marriage, etc., so all that Allah Ta'ala has granted you, so in that light you fulfill the pledges also you have made with Allah. وَمِثَاقُهُ الَّذِي وَاثَقَكُمْ بِهِ, اور عہد اس کا جو تم سے ٹھہرایا تھا, and also that pledge which Allah Ta'ala had taken from you. So think of the favors of Allah Ta'ala also, and then more than that, on top of that, you have made a pledge with Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. These pledges either refer to various pledges. The most common which comes to mind is which is called the pledge of alist. That is, when Allah Ta'ala asked us, before we came in this world, our arwah, our souls, Allah Ta'ala had addressed them and asked them, Alastu bi Rabbikum, am I not your Rabb? And everyone immediately replied, Bala, undoubtedly, O Allah, our shops, our income, our position, offices, professions, nothing was in front of us, only Allah. And we saw clearly that Allah alone fulfills our pledges, and we all agree. We came in this world, and yet as a test, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala is now testing us that whether we are fulfilling those pledges or that pledge or not. So Allah Ta'ala reminds us of that pledge and tells us, Wattaqullah, or وَمِثَاقُ الَّذِي وَاثَقَكُمْ بِهِ إِذْ قُلْتُمْ سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ, اور ڈرتے رہو اللہ تعالیٰ سے, and can always have the fear of Allah in your heart. And in fact, what is the real reality is, we should have only the fear of Allah Ta'ala. The fear of the creation should not be in our hearts. We have to work on our iman that we don't fear the creation. We only fear the creator. But unfortunately, due to the negligence of this effort, of making effort on our iman, we fear the creation in everything. Whatever it may be, we fear the creation, and Allah is our creator. Unfortunately, we do not fear Him. The demand of iman is that we should fear only Allah Ta'ala. Oh, Allah give us all tawfiq to develop our iman to that level that we have the fear of Allah Ta'ala alone in our hearts. Inna Allah alimum bi dhati sudur. Allah khub janta hai dilon ki baat. Allah Ta'ala knows perfectly well what is in your heart, who you fear, and for what reason you are doing an amal. Everything Allah Ta'ala knows fully well. So we should do it only for Allah Ta'ala. That conscience of Allah Ta'ala must be developed, it must be worked on, and this is a great real effort that is required. Unfortunately, we make all other efforts, but the effort of developing that quality, that we have the fear only of Allah, the conscience of Allah Ta'ala all the time, that is, we are very neglectful in that. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq that we make effort in that direction. And may Allah in His mercy and kindness, may He bless us with us. The real Eid, the truth of the matter is, it is all in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah grants it to whom He wants to. May Allah grant it to all of us in His mercy and His kindness. Wa akhiru da'wana.